So good evening. It's great to be with you tonight. I'm frankly very happy to see how many people are here. Obviously, all the confirmands are, and their families are, but friends are, and members of this congregation are. I always invite everyone, and you wonder who's going to show up. Confirmation is an important program of the church. I'm going to say a phrase I've said my entire ministry, and you'll hear it a lot. Confirmation is not graduation, right? It's not like you get confirmed and then you're done learning. We're called to be a lifelong learner, to grow in the faith as long as you're bringing breath into your lungs, right? But if it's not graduation, what is it? It's a milestone, right? It's a marker along the way. These kids were baptized at some time in the past, and we've been studying and learning. We have 2 years of confirmation. 1 year we study the small catechism, the other year we study the Bible. And I always like to say this, and I mean it. It's my privilege and joy to be in the confirmation class. I love it. If anybody thinks it's intimidating or scary, it's only if you let it be. My motto is you've got to roll with it, right? However it goes. These guys ask great questions. They're energetic. It's fun. Confirmation is fun. And by the way, all parents are invited to attend confirmation. We have several that do, and then mom and dad ask good questions too. And some of the kids shake no. I know our parents are embarrassing to us, of course. You know, at a certain age, later on you love them again. That's the beauty of it. But this service, we don't have any hymns tonight. It's just a spoken service. It's going to be simple. But the kids have worked on their essays, and I think it's good to hear them. So a couple kids have the same confirmation verse, just because I hate to say to a kid, you can't have that one. But they're different by their personalities. This is one of the few services where I don't write a sermon. But anyway, I love to preach, by the way. I don't hear that the wrong way, but it's kind of fun for the pastor. I'm going to lead the liturgy, and then when these guys are up, I'm going to go sit. Well, I was going to sit next to my wife, but they left me no room. But anyway, that's family. But anyway, so we have not done this before, by the way. This is new, the confirmation witness service. I'm new to this congregation, and we are sorting out, like, how does confirmation work? What should we do? What did we used to do? What do the kids enjoy? I want them to enjoy confirmation. This is challenging, but challenging is okay. At my old church, we did a questioning service, and that wasn't challenging. It was terrifying. And terrifying is not good, but challenging is perfectly fine. Yeah, it is. And talk to me in 45 more minutes from now, you guys are going to be feeling good. I use the phrase sometimes, this is a new tradition. We'll do it next year and next year and next year. So I hope everybody enjoys. So with that said, let's turn our hearts to worship and we stand together as we begin. This is the day the Lord has made. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
may the Lord receive grace.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You can be seated. We have several scripture readings tonight, all that have to do with either, you could say, educating or teaching the young, but I would rather say passing the faith on to the young. That's what the theme of confirmation is. So, let's read responsibly an important psalm, Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge.
There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
If God has set one angel in heaven and gives his servant to the other, nothing is hidden from his feet.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
They are more precious than gold, and much purer than gold. They are sweeter than honey, and honey from your mouth.
By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
We stand together for prayer. O holy and most merciful God, you have taught us the way of your commandments. We implore you to pour out your grace into our hearts. Cause it to bear fruit in us, that being ever mindful of your mercies and your laws, we may always be directed to your will and daily increase in love toward you and also to one another. Enable us to resist all evil and to live a godly life. Help us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ and to walk in his steps until we shall possess the kingdom that has been prepared for us in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We have two more scripture readings, and then the kids, by the way, in the bulletin tonight, they're listed alphabetical by last name. That's not the order in which they're going to read their essays, but in their essays they'll introduce themselves. But just in case you're wondering, this is a list of the class of 2022 alphabetically, but they will read in a different sequence. But let's hear a couple scriptures. And our first lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then, when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second lesson is only two verses from Matthew chapter 10, Jesus speaking. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. This is the word of our Lord. Confirmation class, you're up.
Hello, my name is Olivia Box, and I'm 12 years old. I've been going to this church for about 6 years, and it was actually my grandma who got us started here. All my family are strong Christians, and I would love to follow in their footsteps. My confirmation verse is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This verse means to have faith in God and trust that he will guide you through tough times. In the Bible, this verse is said to Joshua from the Lord after the death of Moses. The Lord is promising Joshua everything he promised Moses, and that everywhere he goes will be his land and everyone's land. He is also promising not to leave Joshua. He is saying that no matter where Joshua goes, he will be with him. This verse also means that no matter what you're doing, and no matter if it's scary or tough, God will always be there. God will never leave your side. So be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. To me, this verse means a lot. It gives me confidence to be myself and nothing but myself. It gives me hope when things get hard and I'm starting to fall. This verse reminds me to stay strong and to keep fighting for what is right. It reminds me to embrace tough times and to face them head on because I know I will always have support. That's the great thing about God. He will always be there to support you. He will never leave your side, whether it's the good times or the bad. He will always be there to help guide you through life like nobody but he can do. This verse also reminds me to be brave and to try new things. Courage is a very powerful thing. Without it, we are boring people that never venture too far off the path and never get to see the beautiful world that God has created for us. Without courage, we will never be able to live the life that God has planned for us to have and a life that he sacrificed so much to give us. So be strong and courageous, because you know that God will be with you wherever you go. I use this verse a lot in my life. I often find myself in situations where I have to be strong and courageous. I must remind myself to not be afraid, because I know that God has got my back and that he has a plan for me. If something doesn't go my way, or if the worst thing in my life just happened to me, I have to remind myself of this verse and remind myself that God has a perfect plan for me. So if I don't make the soccer team I've been working so hard to get onto, then it's okay. God's plan for me was to not make that team. There is always a reason for the things that happen in your life. You can't dwell too much on the past. You have to be strong and courageous about the future. The future can be really scary. I still have a long future ahead of me, and I have no idea where my future will take me. I must have courage in God's future for me and trust that he will be by my side every step of the way. I have to remember that God is my support. If the others around you have turned their backs to you, know that God is still there. God does not judge his children, and God will always be there to listen and to guide you. So be strong and courageous, because you know that God will be with you wherever you go. My name is Olivia Box, and I'm strong and courageous.
My verse is Revelation 2:10, which says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." My name is Jack Robinson. I am 12 years old. I play football, and I like to play other sports like basketball. I go to Beachwood Middle School, and I'm in the sixth grade. Revelation 2:10 means to stay with God, trust, believe, and be faithful to him all the way till death. And if you do, God gives you everlasting life. Revelation 2:10 to me means throughout life you will meet people who try to convince you that God is not real, but you need to stay with God, trust him, and stay faithful, and you will be rewarded. This verse will help me because if you stay faithful, God will be there. That impacts my faith by showing that God will be there when you have faith in him and never forget all the things that God has done for you. It reminds me to stay faithful forever and to love and trust God forever. All of the things on earth you do with faith in God, you will be rewarded with everlasting life. Jesus gave us the opportunity for this by dying on the cross and winning the forgiveness of our sins. I play football and I get rewarded by winning. I stay faithful in my training and practice. This is like Revelation 2:10, where God rewards me with everlasting life in heaven if I stay faithful and believe in him until death. Also in football, things will get in the way and you'll fall down. But if you keep committed and keep trying, you'll be rewarded with success. Christianity is very similar in that things that will try to get in the way of your faith in real life. But if you keep believing in God and asking for his help and forgiveness, you'll be rewarded with everlasting crown of life.
Hello, my name is Michaela. This is my second year in confirmation. I have two Christian parents. My mom is Catholic and my dad is Lutheran. I was baptized at Mount Olive when I was a baby. I have been going to this church as long as I can remember, and my family on my father's side were involved early on with the founding of the church. I have always been Christian. I am very fortunate for going to church because some of my family doesn't go. And if I were have drifted away, I would probably go to the Bible or my family to get back on the road. I don't know what God is up to me with right now. I don't know what my spiritual gifts are yet, but I am proud of sharing my knowledge of subjects, mostly math, with people who are struggling in it. I am very passionate about animals, and I hope to become an interior designer when I get older. I look up to my parents because they always help me and teach me when I'm struggling. My confirmation verse is Psalm 23:4, written by David, that states, "Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I really like this verse. I selected this verse because sometimes I do go through hard stuff and I have to call on God, but who doesn't? This verse means that you have to face challenging times where it feels like God is not there. But you shouldn't be afraid because Jesus and God are with us always. Sometimes you just need to call on somebody for help, and Jesus and God are the best people to call on. Not just for one human being, they are there for all of us. They lead us in the right direction and are always there for everyone. This is the reason why we refer to them as the shepherd and we are the sheep. They protect us and guide us in our darkest hour. Sometimes our life, we can clearly see when God has helped us. And sometimes we think that God is not there for us, but he's always by our side, even if we can't see it. This is one of the greatest things about God, because he does not abandon us. In life, the devil will try to pull you away from God, but God keeps us close to him. People read this verse and apply it to their life. It can be hard to understand at first, but once you think about it, it begins to make sense. I hope to apply this verse to myself when I get older and start going through a lot. It may be the anchor I need to comfort myself. If I ever feel lost, I can always think about my confirmation passage. This is a great guiding scripture, and I know many people see the world differently. The world is dangerous, and the world is a gift. I think that it's both. There are going to be challenging moments as well as special moments that will stay with you forever. In conclusion, I think this is a very important verse to people, and we should refer to it when we're pushing through challenges in life. We should be afraid when the devil is attempting to pull us away from God and his teachings. However, God's word and grace comfort and reassure us that we are his children.
Hi. My name is Chayden Weed, if most don't know. I'm going to be talking about my story with God this school year and what's happened. Since I was baptized on December 13, 2009, I've been a Christian. Growing up, I did not notice how many non-believers there were. My Bible verse can help me for the years ahead in my life. My Bible verse, Joshua 1:9, which says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not get discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This verse can help me not to fall out of faith. I've noticed this year how many people in my school are not believers, and there's lots of people that will say our Lord is not real, or they will try to pull you into their belief. This school year has been harder. The work, more kids that can push you around, or people that can just take a look at you and decide if you're ugly or not. I think that God has helped me through this year with my schoolwork and what other people have to say about Christianity. I always will know that God is by my side and will help me through middle school, high school, and for the rest of my life. That's my story with God in my life.
Hi, my name is Olivia Stock. A little more about myself is that I am in sixth grade. I've attended Mount Olive my entire life, and I live in a family of five. A strong mentor in my Christian life has been my Mimi, which is my grandma. The main reason she is my mentor is because she always likes things God's way and corrects us when she thinks we are not doing what God approves of. She is always there for us and loves us so much. All she wants for her grandchildren is for them to be faithful people. Another person that is a strong, faithful mentor to me is my best friend, Halen. She's a very faithful person and one of my most faithful friends. She is always doing what God wants. To be a Christian in my day and age is hard because most people give you strange looks and don't want to be your friend just because you're a Christian. Most kids that believe in God hide it because they are afraid of not having friends. I used to be the same way, and looking back, I am ashamed of myself. Even though many people think I am weird for being Christian, I have friends who believe as well, so it really doesn't matter to them. The confirmation verse that I chose is Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10 states, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." I chose this verse because I wanted to focus on the part that said, "Be still and know that I am God." To me, this verse means that God wants you to stop everything and hear him, to know him, to realize that he is the one true God, that no matter what, he will always be there and never stop loving you. Be still means to stop fighting, stop struggling, and to just be still. Know that I am God means to acknowledge God and what he has done for us. When I read this verse, I think about everything God has done for us and how we take it for granted. The reason this verse reminds me of this is because maybe God is trying to tell us that he wants us to realize everything he has done for us. This verse means a lot to me because I've always thought that we should just stop and take a moment to realize that God is in control and everything is going to be okay. God has always been there for us and will always be there, but sometimes people just need to open their eyes and see him. Nobody should ever forget that God is always alongside you, even when you can't see him. I'm going in with the Bible verse that you should always remember. Joshua 1:9 states that, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
Very nicely done, right? Awesome. And if you adults think it's easy, you can preach a sermon this Sunday, but let's turn our hearts back to prayer. But thank you guys for sharing those words with us. It was wonderful, very much so, absolutely. Let's stand together for the Lord's Prayer. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the holy Christian church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen.
We pray together the evening prayer from the Catechism. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. And let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.